This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's day 99 in office for President Trump. An ABC News Washington Post poll finds his 100-day approval rating at 39%, the lowest at this point of any president in 80 years. A core concern? The economy, says ABC's Selena Wang.
Trump's promises to boost the economy and lower prices were key to his election victory. But 72% now say they think it's very or somewhat likely that Trump's economic policies will cause a recession. 73% say the economy is in bad shape, and more than half say it's gotten worse since Trump took office.
One person was killed after a large boat crashed into a ferry with 45 people on board off Florida's Gulf Coast in Clearwater. 30-year-old man facing murder charges for driving a vehicle through a Filipino cultural festival in Vancouver Saturday. 11 people were killed. Today, Canada votes to choose its next prime minister. This is ABC News. For the first time, North Korea is now admitting that thousands of its soldiers have taken part in the war between Russia and Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin thanking North Korea for its troops. Houthi rebels in Yemen say dozens of people have been killed in an American attack.
U.S. airstrike on Houthi rebels in Yemen has reportedly killed at least 68 African migrants. That's according to the Houthi's TV channel, which claims a detection center was bombed. U.S. officials did not comment overnight, but earlier U.S. Central Command said American forces have hit more than 800 Houthi targets since last month.
It's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. For the second time in less than a week, a man's been rescued from Japan's Mount Fuji. Last Tuesday, rescue teams had to use a helicopter to get him down after he got stuck. A few days later, he went back to try to retrieve his stuff, including his phone. He got stuck again after suffering from altitude sickness. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Another injury for Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Damian Lillard going in for an MRI today. The Associated Press reporting there's concern he suffered a torn Achilles tendon in the Bucks' 129-103 loss to the Pacers last night in Milwaukee. Head coach Doc Rivers.
They're going to do an image. Obviously, his lower leg. And just being honest, it's not very promising.
Game 5 tomorrow night in Indy. The Pacers now lead 3-1. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off after beating the Cards in St. Louis 7-1 yesterday. NFL, the Packers picked up 8 players during the draft in Green Bay over the weekend. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if he thought about trading for some more.
I would have loved to acquire more picks, whether that was this year or next year, and we really didn't accomplish that. But it was really pretty quiet today as far as that went. We had 8 picks, feel really good about those guys. And then some of the guys that we're signing right now, I feel pretty good about too.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be very warm today with strong to severe thunderstorms likely this afternoon into this evening. Hail, wind, and tornadoes are all possible. It's very important that you stay weather aware today. Be prepared and have a way to get warnings and information. Stay tuned for updates. We'll have them for you. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulswitz joins me in the guest host seat. We dig into Judge Hannah Dugan's arrest. What is going on here?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans.
Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who doesn't have 20/20 vision, even in hindsight, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Kicking off hour number two here on a Friday night, it is a bar band Friday night, as it is every Friday here on Nightlight. Terry Barr will be along shortly with a guest that is going to be officially the youngest guest I've ever had on Nightlight. She will be here in the studio performing. So stick around for that. That's coming up in just a few minutes. We do not have a question tonight because it's kind of a best of. We've put stuff together because Conrad is on vacation. I hope he's taking care of himself. Lisa, what do you think? Do you think Conrad is being responsible?
It's the NFL draft week. There's no way Conrad is being responsible. He's not. He's out there. He's all about the draft right now.
Listen, he won't be up enough. He won't be up early enough to hear New Wisco Weekend. So I think you can say whatever you want about him here in this segment.
This is true. He won't be.
That is the voice of the host of New Wisco Weekend and Civic Media's Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief, Lisa Hale, who joins me now on Nightlight. It's been too long, my friend.
It has been. It's been way too long. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Look at what you just did. You just hosted me because now you're used to hosting, and I love
I'm
that.
I'm so used to hosting, and I'm so used to being the one who gets people to talk to me that it's weird being on this side.
I'm an open book. Even though this is Nightlight, you can ask me if you want to play host for a minute. You can ask me anything. That could be a new segment we could do. So
Pete, have you been taking part in the NFL draft activities?
No, I ran a 7.940, so it turns out there wasn't much interest in my qualifications to be drafted. So I'm going to sit this one out, but there's still hope for free agency. We'll see what happens.
And what is that sport that you invented? Naked soccer golf?
Wait, did I do a thing on that? I think I did, didn't I? Yes. Oh, yes, my gosh. Lisa, when you drop as much gold as I do, it's impossible to remember all of it. So I would play naked soccer golf if I could find other willing participants, but I think it could be fun. But I'd probably be picky about who I would want to see naked.
I would be very picky on who I would be playing with. Yeah.
And I say that fully understanding no one wants to see me naked. So, you know what? Let's just do soccer golf. Let's keep things simple.
Let's just do soccer
and
golf.
PG rated.
Football golf.
Hey, it is great to have you here.
Thank you.
How are things at New Wisco Weekend?
I'm telling you, they have been going so great. You mentioned that you have Terry Barr coming on a little bit later on. And I have to say this. She's my partner for New Wisco Weekend.
She's great.
She and I work in tandem. If I don't have the cover story, she does. If she has the cover story, then I open the issue with a feature story. And we switch back and forth. And she is just phenomenal. I absolutely adore her, and I could not do it without her. So I just wanted to say that since she's going to be on here in a little bit, so you can tell her just how much that I talk her up. But she's fantastic.
Well, everybody does, right? I mean, I'm doing this in Madison right now, and you know, I know how much Terry Barr loves Bar Band Friday night. It was named after Terry Barr. And she said, you know, can I be on the stream? I'm too busy. And I was like,
you live in Madison. You love the segment. Like, but that's how busy she is. She does everything. So she'll still be here over the stream, and it'll be great. And we'll have Paige in the studio performing. And Terry is just an absolute treasure. So we're both lucky to have her as part of our shows. I love being part of New Wisco Weekend. I love picking the movies. And it's so much fun.
You know that I absolutely love your segment because you and I have such similar tastes in movies. And the one you picked for this episode of New Wisco Weekend is one of my favorites, of course. And I've watched it so many times. I actually think it's the best of all of them of this topic. So.
I totally agree. Involving Hannibal Lecter, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Brian Cox is so amazing and creepy in just a few minutes of screen time.
You know, Hopkins did great.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic Lecter. But this was the first time you ever see Hannibal Lecter on screen. And he just did him so well.
Right.
So creepy. So just understated. And I really do like that. I like it much better than Red Dragon, which was the remake.
With Edward Norton. I agree 100%. Yeah. And like, I'm with you. I like Silence of the Lambs, but I felt like it was so overt. And it was still creepy. It was still scary. There was a lot of shock value. There wasn't as much shock value in Manhunter. It had an overall eeriness to it, though, that I just loved. And I love William Peterson. The stuff he did younger in his career when he was younger is just fantastic. So what else do you have coming up this weekend on New Wisco?
Well, it's all about superheroes on New Wisco Weekend this week. Because Monday, the 28th, is National Superhero Day. So we wanted to celebrate the everyday heroes and superheroes. We've got our cover story is a Wisconsin author who lists 100 Wisconsin idols. We have a story about the Red Cross looking for nominations for their heroes ceremony that they do every year where they acknowledge somebody who's done wonderful things in their community. We've got that. We've got a story from Conrad on the Green Bay Optimists, which I think are superheroes because they help pilot programs for youth.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can take anything and flip it to be superhero-wise.
There you go. I hope he already turned it in, though, and you're not expecting it Saturday morning after a long day.
No, I've already turned everything in for it. It is ready to go.
That is fantastic. You had 7,000 Apart on recently. I love that you had a musical act on a show that's on kind of earlier. Aren't they great? They've been on Nightlight several times. They're
fantastic.
So much fun.
We have a musical guest on every single New Wisco Weekend.
Right.
We end the show with a musical guest. And this week, it's one who did a song on superhero and how you can be the brave superhero of your own life. So we've got that. What is the name of that band? Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets?
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be our musical feature this week. We've always got a musical feature, whether it comes from Civic Media has such a wide variety of shows, and we can get musical features that have maybe been on Mino and the Mayor, or that have maybe been on Mad Radio, or maybe have been on your show. You know, you never know where the musical group is going to come from.
That's very true. All right, so let's get a quick. My guest is Lisa Hale. She is the Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief for Civic Media, and she hosts the news magazine program here in Northeast Wisconsin called New Wisco Weekend, which is outstanding. It runs two times every weekend, so definitely check it out if you haven't already. Next week, this is exciting. I know you and Todd Michaels, the producer of Mino and the Mayor, and as a side hustle, he is a paranormal investigator, which I think is so cool. You're doing a paranormal theme next week.
Yeah, next week's theme is paranormal, but it's also Tourism and Bike Month, and we wanted to get it all in there, but I definitely need to get in touch with Todd because we got to write that paranormal story, and believe me, I'm going to be, you know, leaning in on him for that.
I'm just going to say something. I hope you don't take this the wrong way, Lise. You seem like the most on top of everything person I've ever met. Like, And I mean, like, honestly, like the reminders I get for new, there's no way I could ever forget a new WSCO weekend deadline because Conrad reminds me, but I get the emails from you. Honest to God, like I, you know, I forgot about a meeting last week and it was in my calendar. But like if enough time goes by, you can forget stuff. Like you are on it. Like if I had something to do, I would give it to you and I know it would get done.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what Todd says too.
Yeah.
Give it to Lisa, it'll get done. But yeah, I think that's from being in news and being in radio and organizing shows and stuff for so many years. I just get used to nagging people and realizing that I have to be the kindergarten teacher and have to pull people along. So
Who have your favorite guests been that you've had on, and who do you would you do anything to get on the show as a guest?
Well, of course, I would do anything to get Kevin Smith on as a guest. I don't know what I would have him talk about, I would do anything to get him on.
You and Amanda, she loves Kevin Smith too. Have you guys ever conversed?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah,
that's
yeah.
Fantastic.
Kevin Smith is one of my future ex Mr. Lisa Hales. I just have to get him to divorce his wife and come to Wisconsin.
You have a husband too, right? Though I mean, you've got your own issues.
Yeah, we'll get rid of him too. But
what's your favorite Kevin Smith movie?
I have to go with it's tied. It's tied between Clerks and Chasing Amy. Clerks, because it's the OG.
Yeah.
Chasing Amy was just so well written and so funny.
Right.
I adored it. But and then, of course, there's Tusk for the weird ones.
I haven't seen that. You know, I've seen about four or five of his films, but I have not seen Tusk. There's a few others, too. But it's funny you say Clerks and Chasing Amy because they were very different movies. Like Clerks mm-hmm. was almost had this gritty guerrilla style. And then Chasing Amy was that with a budget. They gave him a budget.
Yes.
It looks cleaner. It looks nicer. So it's interesting. You kind of have opposite ends of the spectrum there. I think that's great.
Yeah. Kevin Smith really can do no wrong in my book, even with his weird movies. I find something that is relevant or that I can take as a nugget from every one of them. And Clerks is always going to be my favorite.
You know, here's my fear.
Even Jersey Girl. I liked Jersey Girl.
Oh, I forgot about Jersey Girl, yeah. Here's my fear for you, though, is that this is actually going to come to fruition. You're going to get your shot with Kevin Smith. He's probably going to get divorced again because he's in that world. You'll see that he's available. You'll dump your husband like a bad habit, and Kevin Smith will be the new Mr. Lisa Hale. But after about a year, guess what? He's just a dude, and you're going to go, what the heck was I thinking?
But he's a dude who can make me laugh.
Well, and you'll remind him to make you laugh all the time.
And I will remind him. I will send him an email saying, just so you know, your deadline to make me laugh is Wednesday at 11:59 p.m.
Get that in quickly, please. You have a movie line memory like me. We've gone back mm-hmm. and forth over, you know, Messenger when I turn in my pick of the week.
Right.
What movie do you think you could quote like nonstop? What's your most quotable movie?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I can quote Fame.
Oh,
if you
wow,
play
nice.
The movie Fame, I will do the entire movie for you, the entire
no kidding.
Script. Let's see.
What's your favorite song from Fame?
Out Here on My Own.
Me too. I knew you were going to say that. Such a great yeah. underrated
it,
tune.
It it's really great. Is. It's yeah. understated. It's a lovely ballad. So yeah, Fame, I quote a lot. I do quote Clerks quite often.
Okay.
I also quote Real Genius.
Oh, I love that movie.
My favorite quote from there is, I am pondering the immortal words of Socrates, who once said, I drank what? So, yeah.
That's a
Real
great,
Genius.
Great
I
way
quote
to,
it all the time.
It's a great way to go out. Thank you so much, Lisa. Hey, have a great show this weekend. Let's
we
do
will.
This again.
Thank you so much.
And we'll go back and forth. Keep sending those movie lines.
Okay.
All
how
right,
about this
friend.
One? In a row?
Yes. I'll think about it. I'll message you. Thanks okay. so much, Lisa Hale. Coming up next, it's Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr is here with a very special guest. It's going to be a blast. Don't go anywhere and check out New WSCO Weekend on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle, 1490 AM. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Albaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey! Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back to Nightlight for my favorite time of the week, where we talk about music and even more fun stuff. I mean, Nightlight's all about fun stuff to begin with. We do movies, we do comedy, we do TV and music, and Friday is outstanding music because Terry Barr, one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio, is here. Hello, my friend.
Oh, hi, Pete. And this is an extra special Bar Band Friday. I'm so excited about this one.
Because
thanks
Aaron's
for
having
here? On Bar Band Friday and ready to go with this.
Absolutely. I'm sorry you couldn't be here in person, but once again, We thought outside the box, Terry, and this was your suggestion, and I loved it. Let's have someone live in the studio, and even though you couldn't be here, you still brought an outstanding guest with you. Why don't you introduce her?
Okay. This young lady is making waves. She's selling out shows. She's singing the national anthem all over the place, including a recent Milwaukee Bucks game. I'm talking about none other than Paige Klaber.
Hi, guys. Woo! What's up?
I want to say, too.
You're here.
What?
She's glad you're here.
Oh, I'm glad I'm here, too.
Paige, you are officially, we're making Nightlight history here because Paige is the youngest guest we've had on Nightlight so far.
No way, actually?
Yeah.
That's,
Conrad, my producer,
crazy.
Is 14, but I understand you're 12.
Yes, I okay. am. So. I turned 12 in February, so I'm stoked about that.
You're newly 12?
I am newly 12.
Has your life changed?
Isn't it incredible, you guys?
Oh, unbelievable.
Like, everything happened for me, like, when I was, like, 11, so I'm excited what 12 brings. I released my album when I was 11. I, like, sang the national anthem when I was 11. But now I'm 12, so who knows what kind of turns are coming my way.
I don't.
Ooh, what kind of dreams do you have for being 12 years old? What do you want to do this year?
I don't know. I kind of want to, like, just do more, like, open mic nights because it's kind of, like, been my New Year's resolution because I feel like I haven't been, like, doing that much because I've more been doing, like, national anthems and, like, doing, like, hour gigs at, like, coffee shops. So I'm planning to do more, like, open mic night stuff, like, just more out there kind of things instead of, like, more, like, big shows.
Yeah.
But I do want to play more big shows, too. So, yeah, just, like, getting myself out there. It's, like, another big goal.
How about that? A 12-year-old, and it's almost May, and she's still honoring her New Year's resolution when most of us have scrapped it after, like, 4 days. That's very impressive. How did you guys meet? Terry, how did you discover Paige, or how did you meet her?
Well, she is I would say an amazing product of Girls Rock Camp Madison.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she learned a lot there about music, guitar, writing songs. And the thing about it where many of us, even the ladies rock campers, which I would be one, it's an awesome time. And then you walk away and you go do other things. Paige has stayed on top of what she's learned, and she just keeps, you know, creating and being out there and putting herself out there. And I feel like a proud auntie or something. We met her that way, and then she came on Max Inc. Radio. Ooh, that must have been 5 months ago already. And she just blew us away with an hour-long performance and interview.
Mm-hmm. Was it really an hour?
Oh, it was an hour. We had a couple commercials, but it was pretty much the full hour. She played something like 6 songs, Pete.
Oh, my gosh. And all the original songs. You write your own stuff.
Yes.
How do you do that, Paige? Like, you're in middle school?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got homework, you got your friends, your folks, your family. When do you find time to write? Do you lock yourself in a room? Do you do it between classes? What's your process?
I mostly do it at, like, 2 a.m. in the morning.
What?
No, like, I wouldn't exactly say 2 a.m. That's more of my summer bedtime.
Okay, that's good.
But more like to like the limit is 11 p.m.
You have to be in bed by 11. Okay. She's looking over at her mom to see if her mom can hear what she's saying right now.
Mom's in the studio.
Mom just gave the thumbs up. All right.
I have like wrote like songs at school, but then I don't like I really continue them like at home because I don't have like a guitar or, like a piano in my hands because I usually just like write my songs at an instrument because then I can like get a better understanding of like what notes I'm playing, you know, because then if I ever were to like produce that music, then I would like tell my producer like, okay, this is like stuff that I want, you know.
So I'm kind of blown away here, Paige. I don't know if you understand, like you just said before my first album came out, how many 11-year-olds have, other than what Michael Jackson maybe, like honest, or Taylor Swift, put out an album when they're 11? Do you understand how cool that is?
Yes.
Okay, good.
But I don't really think about it every day.
Right.
It's just a day, like at school. Like.
But you don't mind if I geek out over it though, right?
Yeah. Me too.
Me too, yeah.
Aaron too.
Paige, are you writing new songs for your next album?
I'm continuing to writing, but I'm still deciding if I want to like put out like a single or like another album or something, but yeah. I'm continuing to like write more and more songs every day, so I'm trying to like write more because I feel like I've been like not writing as much as I used to, but I kind of like want to get back into like my writing habits.
That happens though, right? I mean, that's how it is with writers. You have writer's block, then you feel inspired. Yes. That's okay.
I had this huge writer's block, but it finally went away. It's still like kind of there, but I think like the more that I write, the more it goes away.
Right.
So I'm just trying to like
work your way through it. Absolutely. All right.
Yes.
This is exciting, folks. It's great that you're here tonight. Paige Cleaver is here in the studio. She's our guest tonight on Bar Band Friday, along with my Bar Band host, co-host Terry Barr, who introduced us to Paige Cleaver, who is here. She's going to perform for us when we come back after a very short break. Do not go anywhere. It's Bar Band Friday night on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's day 99 in office for President Trump. An ABC News Washington Post poll finds his 100-day approval rating at 39%, the lowest at this point of any president in 80 years. A core concern? The economy, says ABC's Selena Wang.
Trump's promises to boost the economy and lower prices were key to his election victory. But 72% now say they think it's very or somewhat likely that Trump's economic policies will cause a recession. 73% say the economy is in bad shape, and more than half say it's gotten worse since Trump took office.
One person was killed after a large boat crashed into a ferry with 45 people on board off Florida's Gulf Coast in Clearwater. 30-year-old man facing murder charges for driving a vehicle through a Filipino cultural festival in Vancouver Saturday. 11 people were killed. Today, Canada votes to choose its next prime minister. This is ABC News.
Another injury for Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks, Damian Lillard, going in for an MRI today. The Associated Press reporting there's concern he suffered a torn Achilles tendon in the Bucks' 129-103 loss to the Pacers last night in Milwaukee. Head coach Doc Rivers.
They're going to do an image. Obviously, his lower leg. And just being honest, it's not very promising.
Game 5 tomorrow night in Indy. The Pacers now lead 3-1. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off after beating the Cards in St. Louis 7-1 yesterday. NFL, the Packers picked up 8 players during the draft in Green Bay over the weekend. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if he thought about trading for some more.
I would have loved to acquire more picks, whether that was this year or next year, and we really didn't accomplish that. But it was really pretty quiet today as far as that went. We had 8 picks. Feel really good about those guys. And then some of the guys that we're signing right now, I feel pretty good about, too.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Two Hollywood movers and shakers are about to get even busier as they team up for a new psychological thriller. American Hostage is a new series from MGM Plus and will star John Hamm, and Sean Ryan will executive produce. The show is set in the 70s and follows Hamm's character, who is a reporter forced to interview a hostage taker in the middle of a crisis. Hamm is currently starring in Your Friends and Neighbors, and Ryan recently executive produced and wrote The Night Agent. Pamela Anderson's recent film, The Last Showgirl, brought her critical praise and some Oscar buzz, but it did not result in a nomination. Not sure if it's a snub or not, but according to the New York Post, it motivated the Baywatch actress to retaliate by moving to Massachusetts to do theater. Anderson will star in Tennessee Williams' Camino Real this coming summer. Anderson made her Broadway debut in Chicago in 2022. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be very warm today with strong to severe thunderstorms likely this afternoon into this evening. Hail, wind, and tornadoes are all possible. It's very important that you stay weather aware today. Be prepared and have a way to get warnings and information. Stay tuned for updates. We'll have them for you. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. J. Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he is running to head up the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Joe Zepecki joins us. Also, Will Westmoreland. His YouTube channel is The Back 40. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Upset, she's going off about something that you said.
Paige is singing. She wants to sing. It's Taylor Swift. Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabba. Terry Barr is with me. It is a bar band Friday night, and we have Terry is joining us via the stream. I am in Madison tonight with our in studio guest, Paige Kleber.
Hey, y'all, what's up?
All right.
What's up?
And you've been on Max Inc. You're no stranger to this studio,
I
probably.
Have.
Yeah.
It's great to be back.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
I can tell.
Just
so
remember us when you're famous. That's what I told her at the end of our first interview.
I will do that.
Because she's going to be famous.
All right. Well, even if you're not famous, remember us. It's just kind of a nice thing just, to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Friends everywhere you go. That's how you got to roll.
That sounds like a song. All right, so are you going to play something for us, Paige?
I will play something.
You're going to play, you said you wanted to play a song called Better Than Me.
Yes, I do.
It sounds a little, I don't want to say anything. I'll hold off judgment, but it sounds great. You just start up whenever you're ready. This is Paige Kleber on Nightlight, Bar Band Friday night.
Me, baby, am I just for the looks? Will last just as long as the time you took. Tell me, baby, did I ever make it past you? What was I supposed to do? She could love your heart, she could love your soul. Guess to me it sure looks like your soul. I gotta tell myself you love. But the next time I'll look over, you're out the door. Hey, baby, why do you want me? Is it just 'cause I'm the first one that you see? Hey, baby, why are we together? You could be with someone better. She's better than me. Something that you need, something more, something better than me. Tell me, baby, could this be more confusing? You said I send your heart running. She could love your heart, she could love your soul. Guess to me it sure looks like your soul. I gotta tell myself you love.
Gosh.
guys so much.
I don't know if I'm
Thank you.
I don't know if I'm more in awe of the fact that that was such a great song, or that she knows more about relationships at 12 than I do.
I know. It's amazing.
Where did the inspiration for that song come from?
I just started thinking of a melody in my head, and I just kind of put some words to it, you know? Yeah. It just kind of came on. I just got a piece of paper and just started writing and writing and writing, and it was fantastic. I never felt so satisfied. It was satisfying. That's the word I would say for it.
Now, how new is that song, Paige? When was that written? And would you say that's your most popular song?
I think that maybe I can't say what my most popular song would be. They're all really good. I just love them all so much.
It's a great song.
It's what? My favorite.
It's a great song. Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Make sure you ask her about her fan club.
Oh,
I've got my little bracelet on in honor of the Glue Sticks, her fan club.
Ooh, I like that a lot.
I actually just signed up a few minutes ago.
So tell us, where does the name the Glue Sticks come from? That's pretty cool.
My last name, Kleber, it rhymes with Justin Bieber. That's just what I tell people. What's your name, Paige? Paige Kleber rhymes with Justin Bieber, if you have a hard time remembering that. I'm like, okay. It comes from the German word glue. It means Kleber, so my last name in German means glue. So I call my supporters Glue Sticks. So if you go to my website, PaigeKleber.com, kind of looks like clever, and you can put in your email address for the Glue Sticks fan club, you get notified for new gigs. Yeah. It's all thanks to my roadie, aka my dad, aka website person.
Website person.
Website builder. Website designer.
Takes a team.
Yeah.
It does take a team.
That's so great. And what a cool name for your fan club. Terry mentioned that you're doing the national anthem at a lot of places. Do you like doing that? And tell us what that's been like.
I've done a lot of national anthems at everywhere in Wisconsin, from the Mallards game to the Bucks game to just kind of anywhere that I can play at the high school, at just anywhere that I have an opportunity to get on stage, I'll take it.
That's a hard song.
Yeah, it is.
And then you play guitar with it. You're not doing it a cappella. You're playing your guitar and singing one of the hardest songs out there to sing and to nail it, because everybody knows that song.
That's a great point. Were you better at the guitar first, or did you like singing first? What was that sequence?
I kind of started singing when I was maybe 5 or 6, or just, I was just singing as a toddler in my crib or something, you know, it's every day. I was in love with Adele. I loved Adele when I was really young. I was an Adele fan. That was me. And then I started playing piano when I was 5, because I really wanted to do it because my sister was doing it and just looked so cool. And I was like, I want to do that. And then she signed me up for my mom signed me up for piano lessons. And then I got into piano. I started playing more classical music. And I liked that. But I was still really into pop music. And then I got introduced to guitar. I just got a guitar for I think it was Christmas or maybe my birthday.
Okay.
Nobody knows. And then I just,
it's so long ago.
That's how long, nobody knows. And then I just started looking up songs to play on YouTube and everything just like that. And then I went to Girls Rock Camp, which was awesome. You go there for a week and you write a song with a band, and then you name the band, and then you get to perform it. Perform the song that you wrote with your band that you named. It was incredible. I was like, wait, people do this in a week? Apparently.
That sounds like an absolute blast, Paige.
It is.
And you, I want to applaud. I mean, you know, I always tell kids, and maybe you'd agree with this, Terry, do what you love now. Don't wait until you're an adult. And you've got such a head start on everybody else who wants to be a singer-songwriter. You're already doing it. I think that's amazing. Do you want to play another song now, or do you want to wait until after the break?
We can wait after the break.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah.
Where do you find inspiration, Paige, to write? What do you write about? Do you write about, you know, school or your friends or
that
where?
That song sounded like a boy.
It did.
That last song. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't necessarily about like. It was just like general, you know. With that song, I don't really know what I was like. I don't remember what I was thinking about when I was writing it. I just was like, oh, what's wrong with me? B. And I just wrote a line that was like B, you know? But I like that song so much because it just kind of like shows how I've like grown as like a songwriter and a singer. Because like I've written even like better songs than that, but it's still a really good song, you know?
Yeah, totally. My guest is Paige Kleber. She is our guest tonight for Bar Band Friday Night, as is Terry Barr. Ooh. Terry introduced Nightlight to Paige. She's here in the studio. It's great to have her. We just heard her song Better Than Me. She's going to perform another one after we do a quick break. But before we get to the break, I want to, when you're not performing or writing songs, I know you like Taylor Swift, but would you say she's your main influence or who do you listen to now?
I think she's like, I like Olivia Rodrigo. I've been recently listening to a lot of her music. She was like my inspiration at like 11 when everything kind of just like started to kick up. She was like what I thought about during like the recording process of my album. So I do love Taylor. But then I think like my earliest inspiration was Adele. Yeah.
Okay.
Cuz like have you heard her sing?
She's great. She's got a great voice, yeah.
How can you not love her? Anyway, she's great. Taylor's great.
She's schooling you, Pete.
That's all right. I'm used to it. Not by a 12-year-old, but this is the first for that. But so how do you, like, do your classmates see you, Paige, doing these great things? Like you said, you sing the national anthem at school events and all this kind of thing. What's their take on what you're doing? Are they supportive? Or are they envious, or do they think you're really cool because you're doing this thing you dream about? What's the deal there?
I think they are a little envious, but we push
I'm
through.
I'm envious.
We're
all
just,
envious of you, Paige.
Thank you, guys. And then we just I just use that as like material to write songs.
There you go.
Because there's
good girl.
Yeah.
That's the way to use it.
As Taylor once said, there's no greater revenge than writing a song about someone you hate and getting and winning a Grammy over it. So,
wow.
I mean.
Oh, I love that. where can people see you? Do you have any dates coming up, Paige, like where they can see you live?
I don't. Yes, I'm performing at the Whammies.
Oh, nice.
You are.
Whammies are Wisconsin Music Awards.
Yeah.
So you can find
That's incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm up for Rising Star. It's on May 4th. And you can go. It's called.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Let's do a quick break and then we'll find out. We got to do a very short break.
Is it on your website?
What?
Is it on your website?
On my website.
All right. We'll give you all the information you need after this very short break. And then Paige is going to perform again. She's in the studio. Yay. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Bar Band Friday Night with our pal Terry Barr.
Woo.
Paige Kleber's here. We're coming right back.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans. Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good for you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world?
Welcome back to Nightlight. This is Peach Wamba. It's a Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me. Our friend Terry Barr is here from Max Inc. Radio, and she introduced us to this amazing performer that we have in the studio right now, Paige Kleber.
Hey,
Paige.
Guys. Hey, how's it going? Hey, Terry. What's up?
It is so great to see you, to hear you.
Thank you
for joining us for a special Bar Band Friday.
You're so welcome. Thanks so much for having me here.
So before we get too far into the segment, Paige, because I want to hear you again. Do you mind singing something, and then we can have a little more conversation after that?
Will do.
All right. So what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play for you guys a song called 2025, and I originally wrote this about the election, but I think things took a little turn for the worst, so I just called it a Happy New Year song.
Okay.
So
I love it.
Yeah. Here's 2025.
2025. Paige Kleber, Bar Band Friday Night.
Time.
Yeah. That's Paige Cleaver, ladies and gentlemen, on Barbie and Friday Night here on Nightlight. That was outstanding. So I assume that's a pretty new song, given the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of wrote it in like in November of 2024, and I was like, I'll just sing it in 2025. But then I like didn't sing it in 2025, so then everyone was like, you know, it's not 2025, right? I'm like, yes, I'm very aware of the year.
Oh, that's so funny. All right, so Paige, if you want to hear Paige's music, she's on Spotify, YouTube. You can see her at the Whammies. Is that right, Terry? Am I getting that right?
That is correct. Okay. The Whammies are in Milwaukee this year.
Yes.
And I think, Paige, did you say May 4th?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what, you're up for Best New Artist?
Mm-hmm. I'm also up for Best New Artist in the Madison Music Awards, the Mamas, M-A-M-A.
Oh. So am I. Good luck.
Best wishes.
I can't argue with her. I'm really kind of in awe that you are doing all this at your age, Paige. And what, like, have you ever won an award before for what you do?
I haven't. I'm really excited. When I found out that I was like up for Best New Artist, I'm like, you got to be kidding me, right? And then my mom was like, no, you're up for Rising Star. Oh, okay.
Gosh.
I was kind of like, what does this mean now? Like, what happens if I win?
Hey, Paige, we have about a minute left.
Okay.
Okay, so sweet. I have to ask you this. Mm-hmm. Where do you see yourself? Where do you want your career to go? Do you want to sell out
good
arenas?
Question.
Do you want to write movie scores? Do you want to just have a great, like, what do you see yourself? Let's say 25-year-old Paige, where are you?
Ooh. I want to like sell out arenas. I would say like, well, I want to be a pop star, like what Taylor Swift does.
Yeah.
But I just say singer songwriter because it sounds better. Like, oh, I'm a singer songwriter instead of like
I'm gonna be a pop star.
I mean, it is true, but I just kind of lean more with singer songwriter.
Yeah.
I kind of like that term better.
I think it's a great term. I think you have a ton of personality and a ton of talent, and I cannot thank you enough for joining us here tonight for Barbie and Friday
Night.
You're
so welcome. Thanks for having me, guys.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Terry, thank you very much for introducing us to Paige and for Barbie and Friday Night. Thank you all for listening. Thanks to my guests, Lisa Hale, Frank Anderson. And Monday on Nightlight, we have comedian Zane Lamprey, who is coming back to Wisconsin, and filmmaker behind The Dells, Nellie Clues, which you can see at the Milwaukee Film Festival. That's all Monday night on Nightlight. I'll be back in Green Bay. Thank you so much. Aaron Zommers, thank you as always, yes, my friend. Just crushing it as usual.
Thanks, guys.
That's actually Aaron
thank
singing.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody. We'll be back Monday. Good night, Wisconsin.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Coast Guard says one person was killed and 12 people were transported to hospitals. They were on a ferry with 45 people on board that was struck by another boat off Clearwater, Florida.
We were just enjoying the ride, and all of a sudden we hear the first mate yelling, hey, 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 and then we look back behind us, and this big yacht just came through the boat.
That other boat left the scene. Congress returns from recess today. Republicans say a focus will be on a budget bill. One goal is to make President Trump's 2017 tax cuts permanent. Economic worries, though, weighing on the president's approval rating through 100 days. More than 70% of people in an ABC News Washington Post poll believe a recession is at least somewhat likely. The president not on the ballot, but his comments about Canada have played a major role in today's national elections to choose a new prime minister. And police in Rome say 70,000 people visited Pope Francis's final resting place yesterday. This is ABC News.